Now, from our KSRM studios on K Beach Road, this is This Week on the Kenai, where the KSRM News Department recaps the largest issues from the week that was. With the top stories from Monday, here's KSRM's Matt Wilson.
Two community youth volunteers with Cookin' the Keeper Youth Program presented their experiences at the Local Solutions Summer Camp at the Soldotna City Council meeting on Wednesday, December 14th, at which they explored different solutions to climate change to implement in the community to improve the environment, the economy, and make life better for others in the community. The Inlet Keeper Local Solution mission for this year is Project ReTree, a volunteer-led project to restore and enhance tree cover in our neighborhoods and public places. The need for this project is evident in the countless trees that have fallen victim to spruce beetles. The goal is to plant 5,000 trees in the Central Peninsula by October of 2023. Soldotna City Council member Jordan Chilson commended the youths on their passion and their work that is being done for the environment in our community.
When I was growing up, I wasn't at all exposed to education about environmental issues. It wasn't really something that I learned about in depth until I later became an adult. And today, you know, the environment is a very important part of my family's life and making lifestyle choices around that. So I'm just excited to see that this is something that this organization is doing to make available today. One of the things I've struggled with in working with this is, you know, you see all these reports coming out of all the just massively consequential negative impacts we're seeing to the environment. And this is tremendously inspiring. I love that you guys have the passion to get out there and learn more and try to make positive change. And that shows a spark. You are the change that is going to see this corrected in the future.
Inlet Keeper is always looking for volunteers. If you're interested in being part of the solution, you can attend the next Community Strategy meeting on Tuesday, January 17th at the Community Action Studio by the Mattress Ranch in Soldotna. Find more details at RadioKenai.com. Alaska State Troopers were notified that a passenger car driven into a private business, Outlaw Body and Paint in Soldotna, on Kalifornsky Beach Road, Saturday, December 17th at approximately 6:25 p.m. Through the use of a security cam footage, the troopers' investigation determined that the car collided in the front of the business, causing a large amount of damage before fleeing the scene. The troopers were able to identify and locate the vehicle in Homer after it fled the area. Troopers made contact with Joseph Newton, age 28, of Nikiski. Following the investigation, Newton was arrested for driving under the influence, third-degree criminal mischief, leaving the scene of a property damage accident, reckless driving, operating a vehicle with no insurance, reckless endangerment, and violating conditions of release. He was remanded to Wildwood Pretrial Facility. Anna Lee Karen, the KPBSD College and Career Readiness Coordinator, presented on the career and technical education programs to the Kenai Peninsula Borough Assembly at the recent general meeting. The KPBSD CTE programs help our students around the district gain valuable workforce experience while potentially earning college credit. Karen discussed the goal of the district's CTE programs.
The goal of the CTE program is really to inspire students and specifically to build skills. So we want students leaving the Kenai Peninsula School District ready to go into a career or to go to college so that they can find a career path that they're interested in and hopefully come right back here to the Kenai Peninsula to be able to join our workforce and fill some of those gaps that we see across the country.
Karen discusses the needs for consistent transportation and adequate equipment.
Getting kids to those facilities for some of those hands-on classes is definitely a struggle. So being able to create either a busing system or having a van that went and picked kids up to get them to those shop classes would be phenomenal, as well as materials and resources. I would love to be able to buy welders and oxygen and acetylene tanks for all of our shops.
Read more at RadioKenai.com. Coming up, we'll take a look at the stories for Tuesday. This is KSRM News.